Okay, Rabbi, so let's discuss the topic of Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni.
I'm looking for a headset to
shave. We'll make you a car, but then you can shave.
Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. You will ask, if tomorrow is Pesach Sheni, why are we discussing it today?
So what's with the headset? Nothing?
No, because some people don't say
tachnun. Oh, because some already don't say tachnun by mincha. We'll discuss that in a few moments. Listen, shaving, there are a lot of heterim to shave. I was speaking to my uncle this past Friday, Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik is a very big postig, and I asked him outright, Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik. He is a Rosh HaYeshiva in Landers College. He's Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's son. It's a very, very big Talmud Chacham, very big postig. I asked him about shaving during Sfira. He told me you can, if it bothers you, you can shave. You can be lenient. He says years ago, people who was a davar posh, you can shave every erev Shabbos for sure. You can shave, and there's an opinion that says you can shave this. Well, this erev Shabbos you can for sure shave because Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, and when it's on Sunday, lichvod Shabbos. But even if it was not, there's definitely a leniency to shave every erev Shabbos, and then you can another leniency to shave every 3 days. He told me every 3 days you can shave. And if you need it for your health, if it bothers you, there are many reasons. The avelus of the three of the sphera is not a real avelus.
And we only have three models of avelus, which means, like, you know, the shiva, the shloshim.
No, but that's only for 3 weeks.
And the year.
The year. He told me that Rav Soloveitchik held that the avelus of Sfira is equivalent to Yud Beis Chodesh. And Yud Beis Chodesh, you can shave. You could shave. You could shave. So he says, the minhag, for whatever reason, the minhag olam today is people don't shave. It's an extreme chumrah. But if you have a...
If you,
yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, okay, but that's not our topic. We're running out of time. Let's discuss for a few minutes the inyan of Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. Now, if you study the words of Chazal, you will discover there are three different titles for this holiday. One is what we call Pesach Sheni. In some places, it's called Pesach Koton. And in Aramaic, it's called Pischa Ze'ira, which is the small, really a translation of Pesach Katan. Now, the very big question that we all know Pesach Sheni came about because there were people that were Tameim. It appears in Parashas Behaloischa. It was never a real planned holiday. And this took place during the second year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there was a Pesach Rishon, the Nisan. And then there was a... And then there were people who show you Tumeim Lenefesh Adam. They were Tumeim. Who are these people? Difference of opinion in the Chazal. Some learn they're people who carried the Aroinah Shal Yosef. Other opinions say the people that took out Nodav Avihu. There were different opinions, different opinions who they were, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to complain, Lama Nigara, just because we're Tumeim, why should we be denied this wonderful event of Karban Pesach, this opportunity to come close to Hashem through offering of a Karban? So Moshe said, Imdu v'yashma, let me consult the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, indeed, they have a desire, a yearning to come close to Hashem through being a Karban. You know what? We're going to make for them a special holiday called Pesach Sheni. Okay, there's a lot of halacha. Half of Masechta Pesachim is all about Pesach Sheni. The second half of the Masechta, not the last parak, but a good chunk of, in fact, some still, there used to be two Masechtas. There used to be the Masechta Pesachim. The second half is called Pesach Sheni. You can make a scene after a few parakim. All the laws, they're very complicated. There's a lot of lumdis. Now the big question, the first most basic question, if these people were Tanaim, why did they have to wait a whole month? Why couldn't they bring the Karban Pesach Sheni a week after Pesach? Or 2 weeks after Pesach? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why is Pesach Sheni designated to be the 14th day of Iyar? Why not Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Or why not a week after Pesach is over? This? How long did it take for these two to come to him? They would tell me they needed to be sprinkled with Paraduma water. Only takes 7 days to go to the process of Tahara. So the answer, the common answer given is that Pesach is not really over. That's why it's Nogea today. It's not really over for 30 days. Why do we say Pesach is not over for 30 days? Chazal, the mon did not begin to fall until the night of the day of the 15th. Why didn't the mon begin? The different opinions when the mon exactly fell. That's not so simple. Someone began on Nagwag Ba'oimer. But the simplest understanding is the mon began to fall on the 15th day of Iyar. Because says Chazal tell us that Ugo showed the matzos that they took out of Mitzrayim lasted for 30 days. Okay, do you still have matzah at home for Pesach?
Yes.
So the matzah that you bought for Pesach lasted for 30 days. So there was no need for the mon. Now that doesn't just mean there's leftovers. It's something much deeper in the eyes of Chazal that the kedusha, the effect, the lingering of Pesach lasts for 30 days. That manifested itself in the fact that the matzah lasted for 30 days. Ugo should seem to try and last for 30 days. So you can't have a Pesach Sheni until your Pesach Rishon is over. And Pesach Rishon is not over until the matzah runs out.
Why?
What?
Or do you have to wait until Pesach Rishon is over?
Because you're still within Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. It's still that's I hear the question, but that's how he explains it. Mikan Shnesi Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's quoted over here from who says this? The Yavetz. Okay, the Yavetz. The Yaakov Emden.
You'd say, you know, they were playing along the Midbar, why should we be denied?
Right.
You take the Chemist question, it's even stronger because they would have still been associated with the first Pesach.
Well, they're Tanaim, there's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, you just said they could have been Tahara within the 7 days, within the 30 days.
It's a violation of the sanctity of the Pesach Rishon. The Pesach Rishon must be done in a state of Tahara. They missed out. There's no, you can't repair, you can't have everything in this world.
Why would they miss out if it's still in the umbrella of the 30 days?
Because they're Tanaim, you're an interference, you got a late start. There's something. They'll become tar, but too little, too late. You were not tar, this is a tikkun of Pesach Rishon, you were not on time. You missed the bus. We're not going to stop the bus for you. You missed the bus. You lost that experience, and there's nothing we can do for you. You want a Pesach Sheni, so wait for the next bus. The next bus leaves when after this tour is over, after this tkuf is over. This is what the Yaakov Emden says. This is an interpretation. It's a very very basic question. It's a very disturbing question. Why? What's the significance? You have to wait a whole month. What's it all about? So this at least gives us some approach. Ugos, the matzos they took out of Egypt lasted 30 days. That is a revelation that the Kedusha Pesach lasts for 30 days and there cannot be interference during the Tkufa. We have to wait until Pesach Rishon is over. It's first over on Yud Daled or Tezvav, and that's why you begin the preparation of the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan for the night. Okay, that is one now. Another just quick question. Pesach, why is it called... okay, that's one interpretation. Now, I saw in another Sefer, which comes to mind now, that another fascinating reason why we wait till Yud Daled, because of a leap year. In other words, the 14th day of Iyar in a regular year, let's not discuss a leap year, in a regular year, is potentially a day that can be Pesach Rishon.
We had it in the, when did Melech eat?
Right, with Chizkia, with who made that mistake, that Chizkia, Ibar Nisan Minisan. Ibar Nisan Minisan. He waited, but that was ready, it was ready for Rosh Chodesh. It was ready for Rosh Chodesh. But in a regular year, potentially, Chazal can extend the year, can make a double Adar, and that means that what was designated to be Iyar, the 15th day of Iyar, can now turn into the 14th day of Nisan. So when the Torah went and it came along, it's a very interesting thing, when the Torah came along, it comes through, said, okay, you know, we'll give you a backup. Ein chodosh tachas Hashemesh. Hashem is not going to make new holidays. Torah is not going to change. There's no such thing that comes through coming along and saying, you know what, we're going to make now a new holiday for you. That's not the way the world works. Hashem made the world. Everything was put into motion. Everything was created by Tamei Sibereshis. The only thing we can do is we can make accommodations. And since the 14th day of Iyar, technically on the calendar can really be the 14th day of Nisan if Bezin were to decide that we're going to have a second Adar. By having a second Adar, we would push Pesach 30 days ahead, which would have in the past been the 4th day of Adar. So now, when we're going to have an Adar Sheni, that's why we're going to make it on the 14th day. Another approach to explain why it is on the 14th day of Iyar. Okay, now the next issue is Tachnun. When do we say Tachnun on Chodesh, on Pesach Sheni? I think Pesach Sheni is the day you bring the Korban Pesach. The day they bring the Korban Pesach is on the 14th day of Iyar, and it's eaten at night, the night of the 15th day of Pesach, until Chatzos. So the day that you bring the Korban Pesach is the 14th day. Do we recite Tachnun? Guess what? In Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned as a day that you don't say Tachnun. At the end of Aruch Chaim, we have all the days. It does not appear on the list. Therefore, from the symbol and the saying of Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you do say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. It's not a major holiday. It's a holiday for Tameim. By literal, to say it's a hot starter. It's people who are Tamei. People who are Tahar, Pesach was observed on Nisan. It's not a holiday. So what's the purpose of saying Tachnun? In fact, I don't know, there are 9 days of the year where Yechidim can bring Korbanos. I don't know the 9 days. And those days, the Tzibur, the Hamaynam, says Tachnun. So there's no reason why we should not say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. However, for whatever reason, there are many who disagree, who hold that since there is some Kedusha, it was a day, and it's really based on the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? We have a general rule that you only bring a Pesach Sheni if the majority of Klal Yisrael brought a Pesach Rishon. Let's say, for argument's sake, there was the Beis HaMikdash, okay, there was the Beis HaYikayim. And for whatever reason, there was a war going on, or there was something was happening where the majority of Klal Yisrael were unable to bring the Korban Pesach. They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Pesach Rishon was not brought. And now it's Pesach Sheni, and the majority of Klal Yisrael want to come on the 14th day of Iyar and bring the Pesach Sheni. What is the halacha? Less man de polik. There's no one that disagrees. There is no such thing as Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for individuals. If the majority of Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon, and there were individuals, a minority of Klal Yisrael, that were unable to bring the Pesach Rishon, then you can bring the Pesach Sheni. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, there's no such thing as Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, Bezman Azeb, is there going to be a Pesach Sheni? We didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. So can we possibly bring the Pesach Sheni? Simple understanding is no. So why in the world should we observe the 4th day of Iyar as a holiday? Manavshach. If it's Bizman Shabbat in the Shayakayam, it's for an individual. It's for Yachid. It's not a major holiday. It's not a holiday for the Kalal Yisrael. And Bizman Hazeh, when we miss that on Pesach Rishon, there's no potential for Pesach Sheni to begin with. So there's absolutely no reason why it should be a holiday.
Why should we in Gansan have Pesach Sheni?
What? Pesach Sheni is when there's a Beis HaMikdash and the majority of Klal Yisrael bring. Exactly. There is no Pesach Sheni. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch it's not even listed as a holiday, and therefore you say Tachnun. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no reason why not to say Tachnun. It's not a holiday in any stretch of the word. There's no holiday whatsoever. So why then is there such a big thing Bizman is it to make Pesach Sheni? So it's really based upon a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, according to one opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a very big chesh, very much Nogei Halacha L'Maaseh in the Haggadah. He says that this concept that you don't bring a Pesach Sheni when the majority of Klal Yisrael didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, it's only when there is the Beis HaMikdash and it's due to circumstance. People are Tmeim or there's a war and they're not able to. But here's the very big but of the Yerushalmi Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, one opinion: if there is no Beis HaMikdash, period. This Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based upon the Drasha. If there is no Beis HaMikdash, period, and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Yerushalmi says the whole Klal Yisrael brings the carbon on Pesach Sheni. So das yachit. It's not a majority opinion. Halacha L'maaseh probably wouldn't pass like this. Basically, would be Mashiach would come.
What would you do?
Do nothing.
You wouldn't have a Pesach Sheni.
No. Rabbi Yehuda is a das yachit in the Yerushalmi.
So you mean we would
wait till next year?
No. That means if Mashiach comes today.
Yeah.
So
Mashiach comes in, Nibur Beis Hamikdash.
No matzah.
What matzah? You only eat matzah on Pesach Sheni if matzah when you have a carbon Pesach. There's a difference. That's right. You don't have to eat matzah either. We'll get to come down in a few moments. We won't do one thing at a time. Let's talk about Tachman. Let's do one thing at a time. Tachman. According to the Rabbanon, if the Pesach Sheni Bisman Hazeh is a non-starter. Doesn't exist. Manavshach. Either it's a minor holiday for an individual, which is insignificant, and for the tzibur, impossible, no matter what. Rabbi Yehuda the Yerushalmi says, no, there is one hechatimsa if there is no Beis Hamikdash, period. It's not even shaykh. And then the Mikdash is built between Rishon and Sheni, then the Gans Klal Yisrael will bring the Pesach Sheni. So L'chaira, those people who do not say Tachlon on Pesach Sheni are basing there that it's a holiday because there's potential for the Gans Klal Yisrael to bring the Pesach Sheni according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi. And that's why probably every single shul today in this community probably does not say Tachlon, and it's based upon that Yerushalmi. Not like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now the next question is: what about not saying Tachlon today by Mincha? Okay, you don't say today by Mincha. You can go to Mincha, and there's going to be a big fight. There's going to be an argument. I guarantee you. You go today, you see. Just sit back and watch. Sit back and watch. There's going to be an argument if you say Tachlon by Mincha today. What are the issues? So some suggest. What are the house rules? So no one remembers from last year. The house rules are to fight. Those are the house rules are to fight. What are the issues? The issues are, we have a general rule in Shulchan Aruch, any day that you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tachnun the day before by Mincha. The Kedusha of the day extends to the day before, right? Simple as that. However, some want to suggest, what is the great symbol? Let's talk about Pesach Sheni. There is such an opinion. I just mentioned Shulchan Aruch, it says you should say Tachnun. You should say Tachnun, Pesach Sheni. Because it's not even a holiday, right? Only the feed the Yerushalmi, Das Yachad, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, it's a holiday. Let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda and the Yerushalmi. It's a holiday. When do you bring the Karban Pesach? You bring the Karban Pesach, when is it offered? In the afternoon. Do you bring the Karban Pesach in the morning? No. It's not a whole day holiday, it's a half a day holiday. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you should not say Tachnun Pesach Sheni is Mincha Tachnun. So indeed, there is an opinion. I saw that he quotes over here in this Mordim L'Simcha. He quotes a certain Hasidic Rebbe that his custom was on Pesach Sheni, on the 14th day of Iyar, Shachris, they said Tachnun. Mincha, they did not say Tachnun. You're not going to find that in our communities. Our community, once we're not saying Tachnun by Mincha, because they offer the Karban Pesach Mincha, so by extension, they're not going to say it by Shachris. But here's the catch. What gives you a right to go back now another tefillah to the Mincha before? It's bad enough. Let's talk about a regular holiday. Let's talk about Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, it's a whole day is a holiday. The whole day, from the nighttime, it's a holiday. Why is it a holiday? It's another story, but it's a holiday. It's a given, it's a holiday. Therefore, the holiday extends backwards to the Mincha before Lag BaOmer. So you're not going to say Tzidkoscha. Shabbos Mincha, this week Shabbos Mincha, you're not going to say Tzidkoscha, because Tzidkoscha is equivalent to Tachnun on Shabbos Mincha, because it's Erev Lag BaOmer. But Pesach Sheni, the essence of the holiday is the afternoon. So if you want to go backwards, it's enough to go backwards to Shachris. It's already a stretch to go backwards to the Mincha before Pesach Sheni. So therefore, there seems to be a very strong argument, and this indeed is very. This appears to be accepted, at least men and those by those who are in the know, or not people who are shooting from the hip, that on the Mincha before Pesach Sheni, you do say Tachnun. The holiday is a very questionable holiday to begin with. And even if you want to say it's a holiday, the essence of the holiday is in the afternoon. And if you want to be liberal, so you can be liberal to not to say Tachlon Shachris. But to go so far and stretch not saying Tachlon to the day before, that already is going a little bit too far. However, many people are looking for any excuse in the book not to say Tachlin, so you will definitely find today in many shuls, if it's a day that you don't say Tachlin, so the day before the Mincha you also don't say Tachlin, don't give me an if or but or any argument.
We believe Mashiach will come, and we don't hold the Das Yochid that tomorrow will be a carbon Pesach.
Okay.
So therefore today we don't say Tachlin.
No. Tomorrow, when is it a carbon Pesach tomorrow? In the afternoon. That's exactly what part of the argument is. Pesach Sheni, even when the whole Klal Yisrael will bring the Pesach Sheni, you offer the carbon Pesach in the afternoon.
Everybody's running around to look for the little shepherd.
But it's right? Not a holiday. So everyone today is running around looking for money. Look in the street. Go out into the street. Was everyone also? They're running, looking. They're looking all over. They're turning over every rock and stone to find some money all over the world. Wherever they can squeeze out a few bucks. Okay, so this is the issue. Okay, let's now go to the next issue. Okay, running out of time. Let's now go to the next issue. The next issue is, what about saying Tachlin on the 15th day of the 15th day? Do you say Tachlin? You don't say Tachlin Pesach Sheni. We discussed two different minhagim. Not to say by Mincha, not to say by Shachris. We discussed saying Tachlin today by Mincha. Two different opinions. What about not saying Tachlin on the 15th day of the year? On the one hand, it's a holiday. That's when you eat the Korban Pesach. Eat the Korban Pesach at night. Right? The night. And so once you don't eat once already, even in the Korban Pesach, so the whole day has a day of a holiday. That's a very weak argument. Why is it a weak argument? Because when you eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th, that night really is connected to the 14th. By Kodshim, by Korbanos, the night follows the day. So it's a far stretch, it's a real stretch to say that since on the night of the 15th, eating the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, by extension, it's going to go into the entire next day, and you also not going to say Tachlin on the entire 15th day. So that's a stretch. Another stretch, some will tell you on the 15th day of Iyar, you don't say Tachlin because Sveika Dioma. Ah, Gevaldik, Sveika Dioma. Right? So just like there are 2 days Pesach and Chutz Liaretz, so there are 2 days Pesach Sheni. Maybe the 15th day of Iyar is really the 14th day of Iyar. So just like you don't say Tachlin on the 14th day, you don't say on the 15th day. There is such an argument. That is, I have a sefer, and Avi Shomi has an amazing chiddush. He says, he's talking about with Mr. Bloom about Pesach Shei, about Sveika D'Yoma. He says an incredible chiddush. Even Chutz Liaretz, Sveika D'Yoma was only said in Tishrei by the Shol Shogolim. Tishrei, Nisan, and Sivan. Why? Because those 3 months have 2 days. 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Because the month
just sent out was from the Dosh.
Because the previous month, the month Elul, and Adar, and Iyar have 30 days. So it's not so because so there's a question exactly but Iyar.
Doesn't have a question
because Nisan always has no chaser. Nisan is always chaser, so there's never really a significant. Bizman Shabbos Hamid Shaykayim, anything could happen, of course. But being that it's that Nisan is always 29 days, and now fixed calendar, I don't know the exact lumnus. He says that the month of Iyar is in a different category, and that you have no right in halacha in any way to say mishum sveik diyoma. We should consider Pesach Sheni. We are bezman hazeh bikiyim bikviyah diyarcha, and it's a month that has that comes after a month that has 29 days, and no one has any right to say sveik diyoma.
Bezman Hamikdash, you didn't make Pesach in Bavel Pesach Sheni.
You had to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Only in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, but it's
so Pesach you have. A
okay, but it's
you
it's a
Bavel,
but it's a question.
You know
how, I know, but it's a question how we relate it. Would be it's a holiday because Klal Yisrael potentially would bring the Korban Pesach. Would bring the Korban Pesach. That's we relating to what the calendar day would be. But this is the argument. The argument is not to say Tachlin on the 15th day because of Sveika D'Yoma. It's a weak argument. Now there is one good or powerful argument which some will rely on, is that 15th day of Nisan, according to some Mamari Chazal, was the first day that the Mun began to fall. So in honor of that event, it's an ace. It's a very great Parnas for Klal Yisrael. This is nothing like that. Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Sichem Parnasa. So therefore, that's a cause for celebration. And Tachlin should not be set. Okay, so we've discussed Erev Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni Shachris Mincha, and the day after Pesach Sheni. Now, some go a step further and say, you don't say Tachlin, get a load of this, for the 7 days. Starting with Pesach Sheni until Chaf. Until Chaf. Why not? It's based on the Zohar. The Zohar says, really, it's a pasuk. The Zohar says that there's a term. These seven, if you go into a Hasidic shtibel, all you gotta say to people who are in the know, unfortunately, in the Hasidic, they don't even know these things, is Tadin. Just say, if they start saying Tachnun on the 15th day of Iyar, on the 16th, 7th day, you give a clap on the Bima, and you say, Tadin Psichin, which means the gates are opened. It's a term that is used by the Zohar, which means it's Tarin. Tarin, just give a clap. Tarin Psichin. The gates, these are the Yenei of Tarin Psichin. It's a Zohar. The Zohar says that when the Zohar's words are something along the lines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an announcement to Klal Yisrael that there were 30 days of Pesach. Pesach began on the 14th day, 15th day of Nisan, and anyone who wanted to see the Queen, we mean to see the Shekhinah, should come and see. But anyone, then there's a bas koil which goes forth on Pesach Sheni and says, anyone that for whatever reason was unable to see the Queen, the Matronisa, the Shekhinah, I'm giving you 7 more days. The gates are open for 7 more days. I don't know what this means.
Tarin
Psichin. What? Well, Svira. Now, first of all, everyone quotes, it's very popular, everyone quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, everyone uses this, that they quote the Ramah. The Ramah says, on Lag Ba'Omer, you don't say Tachnun. Lag Ba'Omer is in the middle of the Tarin Psich, in the middle of these 7 days. Why does the Ramah have to say that you don't say Tachnun Lag Ba'Omer? You're anyway not saying Tachnun because it's the 7 days of the Tarin Psich. It must be. The Ramah didn't hold from this thing of Tarin Psich. You do say Tachnun during these days. It's only Lag Ba'Omer you don't say. Now, there's a beautiful makar for this in the Torah. The Torah says the first time they traveled, they began to travel on the 20th day of Iyar. It says in Parshas Bahaloitzcha, right, during the Masos, they stopped, they brought the Korban Pesach on the 15th day of Nisan, and after they brought the Korban Pesach on the 15th day of Nisan, then begins the Parsha of Vayut Anoshim Rasha Hoyutim Lenefesh Adam. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigora! Why should we be denied Pesach Sheni? Moshe says, Imdu V'yashma, let me consult with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, it's right, there's going to be Pesach Sheni, this, and all during this time they didn't move. They were in the middle of the Masos. They didn't travel. So then they brought the carbon, the Pesach Sheni. Gesundheit. Pesach Sheni is no 7 day holiday for Pesach Sheni. It's a quick holiday. It's 1, 2, 3. You bring it forth in your shachtet, you bring it, eat it at night, and you're done. There's no limits. It's from Gemara, Mesechta Pesachim. When you know, you bring a carbon, you mechuyev to stay in Yerushalayim the following day. There's a special halacha. Anytime you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to leave. You gotta go to a hotel. You got to go to the hotel, you got to stay over the whole night.
Yes.
But not by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, you bring your carbon, you eat it, and you catch the flight out.
Uh-huh.
At night, 12 o'clock flight, you're gone, you go home. Yes. No din lina. So the question...
You do the kosel?
What?
Was that the 4 kosels?
Oh, there's 4 kosels? No, you don't do 4 kosels.
But you need more.
There's a shayl, more in matzah, and we'll get that. There's another thing. But so the question here is, there's no 7 day holiday. There's no 7 day holiday, so the Masos should have resumed immediately after Pesach Sheni. Yet the Pasuk says, explicitly says, when did they resume the Masos?
No, you're saying after Pesach.
After Pesach Sheni. There was Pesach Rishon. And then they complain, Lomani Gora. So Hashem, okay, fine. We'll have a Pesach Sheni. We'll wait for you. Pesach Sheni. And then what happened? And then it says in the Pasuk, where's the Pasuk? I can't find the Pasuk here. The 20th day of Iyar is after the
7 days.
7 days. So you see here, Beferish Shirai in the Pasuk, there's a remez in the Pasuk that they lingered 7 days of Tarim Psich, and there is such an ending of Yantav, those 7 days. Okay, what about the Minhag? Very quickly, the Minhag, do you eat the Matzah?
What?
Hod, so that's another time. Hod starts, what does a Hod start? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is when Hod starts, the whole week of Hod. So it could be tied, Tarim Psich is tied into Hod. Okay, these are all in Yanni Kabbalah, we're not familiar with these in Yon, and we just say Tachnun. There's no harm in saying Tachnun by Mincha today. There's no harm in saying Tachnun tomorrow. There's no harm in saying Tachnun the Tarim Sichin. And in fact, he says, he quotes one of the Hasidic rabbis. He says, Pum, they are harassed, they're Rebbe. Why are we saying Tachnun? So he said to them, Pum Fakert. It's Tarim Psichin. It's an Eis Rachamim.
Right.
It's an Eis Rachamim. And you should be Marbe in the Yud Gimel Midos and Slichas and Kapara. There's more of a reason why you should say Tachnun during these days, the time of Ratzah. Okay, to conclude, just some of the Minhagim, very quickly. What are the Minhagim? We'll do maybe some of this more tomorrow. But what are the Minhagim? Do you eat? Is there an Inyan to eat Matzah on Pesach Sheni? And the truth is, it's the wrong day to eat Matzah. The Matzah is in at the city, which is on the 15th day, not on the 14th day. So Matz, it's the wrong time to eat Matz on the 14th day. But yet someone is saying, Echnami, it's just a Zecher. It's a Zecher that it was the Hakrovas HaPesach. Yeah. And B'Shas Hakrovas HaPesach, it's a Zecher to eat Matz. But eating the Matz is not really Inyan. The Chazon Ish did not eat Matzah. He didn't hold of this thing eating Matzah. Who else didn't eat Matzah?
The Gra.
The Gra and the Chazon Ish did not eat Matzah.
They didn't eat Matzah when Pesach only what they had to do.
So certainly they're not going to go eat Matzah. Some say even you're not allowed to eat Matzah. It borders on a shayla of Baal Tosef. What are you eating Matzah? The Torah told you to eat Matzah. You're eating Matzah, L'shem Mitzvah Matzah. You're getting yourself into a shayla of Baal Tosef. You shouldn't eat Matzah. However, there is a minhag, so some bedafka eat Matzah. It's the wrong day to eat Matzah. Some have the minhag to eat Matzah, bedafka not on your dalet. Some have minhag to eat Matzah, dafka the night after when you'll be eating the Karban Pesach. Al Matzah is Umirom Yochlu, you should dafka the night of the 15th day of Iyar, not the 14th day. And there is such a concept, someone mentioned this to me before, and I see it over here in great detail, there is such a concept by certain groups of Hasidim to have a Seder on the 15th day of ear, a full-fledged Seder. Now, you don't drink Dalek Kaisais, but you recite the entire Haggadah. Would you believe? The entire Haggadah, and you eat even Moror, Matzah, Moror, and a Beitz, an egg. And the egg is a Zecher for the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni. No, you make a Borei Pri Adama. You don't say Achilas Matzah. Matzah, I don't know, Shmur Matzah, but eat Matzah, Moror, and an egg. Recite the entire Haggadah. Even to do.
Yeah, we're not together with the matzah.
Yes.
Not together.
And finish it tomorrow.
But you can't eat it together with the matzah.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
If you eat
it,
you
can't eat it together.
You can't eat it together. It says imay b'bayis. I'm not sure. But there is a minhag to have a seder to the other issue. Now, some want to learn, some is a bit, the only big question about the city, and Haseba, he brings over here. Even Haseba have a Seba, only one kais, you make a Bar Pri Agafen, no harm in a Bar Pri Agafen, only you go make the extra brachas, the entire God has Seba, and even the child, even Charoises. Even to dip your mara into Charoises, and the child about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, everything. We've never seen this. It's not our custom. Again, like the Gra and the Chazon Ish certainly didn't go for this. They didn't hold of this. It's a yamta by the Litvak. It's a yamta for Tanaim. You don't want to be Tanaim. It's not a real yamta. So don't get carried away. Okay, there's more to this. Believe it, tomorrow we'll pick this up.